Since I was a child, I have been exposed to the fantastic skill of voice acting. In cartoons, animated movies, anime, video games, and more, voice acting has been present for a great deal of time and has significantly evolved in many forms of media, knowing this more clearly due to me growing up. I always wondered how these voice actors relate to their characters, especially when it's a character that is completely different from them, whether based on the character's traits, looks, or even culture and heritage. It's like they have to change completely who they are in order to perform the best with the character given. Is there a clash between the actor and the character? How do they practice and adapt? These are the questions I aim to answer in today's generation, where anime is now mainstream, as well as animation as a whole, with how much it has taken hold of people's interests.
Hello, everyone. My name is Thanatos VA. That's the name I go by when I'm voice acting. I am currently 16 years old, and I do voice acting for fun in my free time. So basically, the way I started, the way I got into voice acting was because other people told me to. It started because I was playing video games and everybody like noticed my voice through game voice chats and all that. I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but I looked more into what voice acting is about, and I thought it was pretty interesting, and I admired work of other professional voice artists. And yeah, that's why I started, because everything is just amusing. Well, I started off by not too serious stuff. I started off by like doing character voice impressions in games, and people would tell me they were very accurate. So that's just one of the reasons I started. And when I practice any role, well, I don't really practice. I just, the way I start, I do a lot of takes on every line I do. It depends on the character, obviously. There's not much to do before. I mean, you have to be hydrated and have a sort of dry mouth so there's no clicking and other noises coming from your mouth when you're speaking. And you obviously need to have well-treated room in order to voice act. I've voiced a lot of characters, not the same categories, each of them. I've voiced plenty of video game characters such as Yoru and Brimstone and Valorant. When I say voice, I'm not the original voice actor. I mean, I've impersonated them accurately enough. And I love doing dubs from clips of other shows, mostly anime, because I like the way Japanese voice actors get so much emotion in their acts. Something that most English voice actors just don't get through. That's how I feel, at least. And I'm trying to do that difference and add a bit more emotion to voice acting.
VoiceCrafters.com says a great narrator can help the reader lose themselves in a story because, thanks to the power of their voice and acting talents, they are able to conjure the mood, create a sense of place, evoke laughter, and bring the whole thing to life.
So obviously, well, not obviously, some people don't take this into mind when they start voicing a character. Most people just start reading out the lines, and that's what makes the difference from a professional and an amateur. You have to think as if you are the character. You have to feel what he feels. You have to have the same thoughts as the character. You have to have a reason to why you sound the way you sound. It's not just reading out script. You have to get a different mindset in order to make perfect product. I don't think you can gain any skills that you weren't expecting to get when you're voice acting. You're obviously trained to be better with handling your voice in certain ways. So that could be considered a skill, getting better with manipulating your voice. I say you mostly earn experiences from practice. You're gonna learn how to do different voices and that. No more skills and other than that, yeah. The best I feel I've performed for a character must be a character from my original series. I'm working on a series and I've already prepared some audios from the story itself, and I know a lot about that character. I know best than anyone what that character is, how he feels, what he does. And I think that it goes back to knowing what to think when you're doing a character. I mean, I've also tried voicing other characters that I didn't do much research on because it wasn't an important project that I was doing. So characters like that, I think I didn't do such a good job. absurdly competitive. It's the most competitive industry you're gonna come across. But when you're trying to find a paid gig, a job, a voice acting, there's gonna be a lot, and I mean a lot of applications for that role. And the chances are you're not gonna get the role. I mean, it's a game of numbers. The more you apply for roles, the more chances you have to get some. Most mangas have Japanese people in them, obviously. So yeah, I mean, if they were in Japanese, I feel like it wouldn't correlate to the audience I'm looking for. I admire Japanese voice actors way more than I admire English voice actors. I mean, there's great voice actors here and there, obviously. Voice acting is everywhere in our life. Japanese people, though, I mean, they have manga and anime in their lives way more than we do. So they have to give good quality product. If you spend a lot of time watching manga or like getting to know the Japanese culture and all that, you'll realize that Japanese is just better than any other language, to be honest. All right, so I've taken a quite long break from voice acting because it's summer vacation and I'm not that warm right now with voices, but I think I can do a couple. I'll start with Yami
Sukehiro from Black Clover.
All right, I can do Brimstone and Yoru from Valorant.
Steam Beacon out. Smoke's down. Molly! I'll fight anybody. I'll fight everybody.
Okay, so I've been working for a long time on this manga or show, I'd say, of mine. The name is This Time for sure. It has to do with time, obviously, and I'm not going to reveal too much. You people have to stay interested somehow. But I'm going to give you guys a short synopsis of the story. So, two not so close friends are found in an unusual situation far away from their own timeline. Their mission to save the world from complete destruction, though it will be sabotaged by a couple of unexpected guests. I've got a lot of artwork done. I have some artists working for me, designing characters, and we're also working on the first pages of the manga at the moment. But it's still, yeah, it's still all confidential, nothing published and all that. I'll make sure to start publishing everything and make it all public when I've finished the first chapter. I'll make it public and I'll also probably open a Patreon to raise money for the series to become a real thing.
Though voice acting is a very exciting career many people want to go for, it is extremely competitive and difficult to make it full time.
Hello, and I am Lee Segashad, and I am a 19-year-old black male, and I basically major in voice acting, and it's my passion to do so. Well, let's go back to the past and revisit a few details there. So, where it kind of started was when I was definitely around the age of like 5 or 7, I was very into the very cartoony world of television. I would always watch them, always be up like maybe 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning to watch them. And I would never really miss any really good shows. I would always be there to kind of watch a lot of them. And I would always tell my mom, I would be like, I know I get up so early, but please, I gotta watch these shows. They're really good. And I really found myself engaged with a lot of the characters and a lot of the shows and story that they really showed on television, like, the 2000s, early 2000s, of course. And, I guess over the past few years that passed, I started just kind of mimicking a lot of characters. But that didn't start until I saw the one franchise that took me in places that I would never see myself going. And that was, well, Sonic the Hedgehog. And the series, everything that was shown at that point was very phenomenal. The games, the TV shows that aired on, like, SatEM or The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. And then the main one that I really seemed to definitely be into, and it gave a lot more depth into these characters, was Sonic X. And I think the first, if not the very little time that I actually started doing a little bit of voice acting. Like I started, it basically started at mimicry, basically started, you know, saying the lines over and over that the characters said. And I kind of just, you know, kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And heck, sometimes I won't even lie, it is embarrassing, but I'm proud of it. Sometimes I would even actually have, you know, certain trinkets or certain objects that I would use, or heck, even figurines that I had when I was a little kid. And I would be able to use them and present them as like the characters that I would be trying to voice. And I would basically be just basically trying to add my own character into these little objects and figurines and try to make them the character. I never really knew what I was really doing too much when I was a little kid. I just kind of did it because I felt like I was doing something to refresh myself. It was also a way for me to be able to relieve the stress from everything that was going on in my actual life. And I will definitely say there was a lot of stress going through school as a kid and going through a lot of, you know, adult, you know, Patsy adult things like, you know, being able to figure out Etsy parents and actually being able to figure out Etsy, you know, where I fit in the family and stuff like that. It was definitely stress on me as a little kid growing up, and it was hard. And being that I really didn't have a lot of support with a lot of the ideas and a lot of the things that I wanted to do as a kid, and it was hard for me to really get there and really build myself on solid support as a kid, it made it almost a little bit harder now to really get into the very biggest part of my life, which is, like I said, voice acting. To this very day, I've been working very hard to definitely better myself in the voice acting career that I've chosen for myself. And I've been very much definitely taking on the role of definitely trying to do a lot of cartoony character voices, maybe some anime characters and trying to do that, but also mainly just trying to stabilize myself in a lot of game character voices, because that's where a lot of inspiration even came from for me to start voice acting, was video games, cartoons, and maybe a little bit of some anime here and there.
Zipia explains, while it's fairly easy to become a voice actor, the field is very competitive. Finding consistent work is often difficult. Part-time voice actors just starting out can expect to earn anywhere from a few thousand to $25,000 a year.
Shadow, Natsy, what are you doing over there? Natsy, are you training or are you getting yourself wet on the bars? Because I don't know if you're sweating or not, but you definitely need to make sure you're not doing so much on those bars, because I don't want you to break your noodle arms.
Damn it. No, not here. What do you mean noodle arms? I don't have noodle arms. I have at least some good bicep here.
Okay. Well, as I already kind of said, if you guys want to definitely check out, of course, my main place I do all my voice acting, check out my YouTube. It's simple enough. You know, check out Elite Sega Shads for more of him and his voices. And then you will be able to see what he's truly up to there. Or if you want to be able to definitely check out the Twitch,
make sure to definitely look at my Twitch channel. It definitely is going to be going live probably either this month or next month. And when it does, be the first one to show up there. It's easy. Same thing as my YouTube, Elite Sega Shads. Even though I'm not Shadow, I'm Vegeta. But yeah, so check it out. And then, yeah, my Twitter. I mean, it's to keep it simple, I kind of keep it the same thing.
Blog Endeavor says, in every film genre, voiceovers are widely used to move plot lines, tell stories, and to provide an intimate look into the mind of the characters. They aid the film's visual composition to create a greater audience connection and impact by triggering emotions and provides clarity.
Hi, I am Grifster B, or that's what my Zoom name is anyway. I'm 33 years old, and I've been doing voice acting for about 12 years now. So in regards to before I got into the practice, I had no background at all. I originally wanted to be a musician, and I am a musician. I do have songs on Spotify, Apple Music, all that. And I didn't originally want to get into it. I got into voice acting on accident. when I moved to LA for a few years forever ago. The main, like, I guess I'd say the centerpiece of how I got into it is a buddy of mine who is a voice actor. He still is. He said, "Hey, man, you sound like you'd be good in a commercial." And I didn't think he was serious about it, obviously. And then he got me to do a commercial for GameStop forever ago. And then that kind of kickstarted the whole process a bit. So yeah, no, my story is, and how I got into it, super, super lame, because I didn't even mean to get into it at all. So my first role, that was forever ago. The first role, which I guess I could say some of my like first roles in a minute, but after I got into it, mainly because after I did the commercial, I was kind of hooked on it already. The commercial was super fun. The main thing back then, I don't really do it anymore. The main thing I did to practice is I would kind of just walk around the house singing Disney lyrics. For some reason, it was a super effective way of getting me to like start remembering my lines better, so I didn't have to look at scripts as much. I didn't have to kind of rely on direction as much. So yeah, Disney songs was my big practice point. Now my practice is just reading it over and over again in the voice of the character. But Disney songs was my original kind of routine when it came to recording. Yeah, that was, it took a bit because singing in characters' voices is much harder than just talking in them. But, you know, I sang it in the character's voice. I remember the first time I ever did it, it was actually my mom's idea. She was like, "You should sing A Whole New World in your character's voice." And I was like, "That's an awful idea." And I did it anyway. And it turned out great. So yeah, voice acting, really depending on kind of what you're doing, it can be super, super emotional. Some things I've recorded for, I've genuinely cried while recording. I have never gotten actually angry before, but I'm still waiting for that to happen. I don't voice a whole lot of angry characters. I don't know if you can tell, I don't sound super angry. I've kind of learned to, when I'm going into a recording session, you kind of have to become the character. And I know tons of voice actors will tell you that. Becoming the character is a very effective way, or pseudo becoming the character. It's a very effective way of putting yourself in the shoes of the character. If someone's dying, if you have to, if you're killing somebody, pretty much anything, if you're super happy, it's super, like, I would say, what'd be the word for that? I'm not good with words. I'm not good with words, and I do voice acting for a living. You go into the world of the character, and you can kind of portray that character a lot better if you feel how they feel. So yeah, no, when you go into, or when I go into a recording session, pretty much everything I do until I leave the booth is in the character's like kind of perspective. The voice I'm definitely closest to is my normal voice. I get kind of nearer to my normal voice. I have done some deeper voices, and I've definitely done some higher voices. I'd say a little bit lower than my normal voice is kind of what I'm closest to. People don't ask you to go way out of your vocal range if you're not super good at it. I wouldn't say I'm bad at it, just it kind of hurts my throat a little bit to go like super high up or super low down. So it kind of depends on what the role is. It doesn't mean it stops me from auditioning for roles that are outside of my vocal range. If the character looks cool, that's like my main reason for doing it. But I'd say around this is what I get casted for most of the time. So I think some of my bigger ones would definitely be Muichiro from Demon Slayer. I've done, as my profile picture shows, I've done a Child from Genshin Impact. I've voiced quite a bit of people. I've voiced Ritsuka in Fate Grand Order. I did Metro Polyman and Platinum End more recently. So, you know, I've done quite a bit of things. I'd say my most well-known one was probably Child, mainly because, I mean, you recognized it. So if that doesn't say something, then it's probably my most well-known one that I know of. I feel like the biggest one, and one that I kind of keep with me pretty much every day, especially today in traffic, is patience. There is a ungodly amount of patience needed for voice acting. There's a lot of I wouldn't say disappointment. Rejection is a better word for it. You know, I was once told before I like really got into voice acting that it is a 50-50 process. Either you get it or you don't. It's closer, I want to say, to like a 70-30, and 30% of the time you'll get the role. So there's a lot of like disappointment or rejection, sorry. And a lot of kind of waiting. And I think this whole, like my career basically has taught me to like be more appreciative of what I've got. If I don't get a role, so what? Wasn't meant to be. The person they're going to cast that's not me is clearly better for the role, and that's perfectly fine. In fact, I would prefer it that way. I think there's tons of injustice when they recast voice actors. Not to say that it shouldn't be done, but patience and probably would be the word. Getting a little bit of thick skin has been two things that have helped me out a whole lot. Even outside of voice acting, I've learned to be super patient with life. And that's something I appreciate a lot. So that's a bit of a tricky question. Because there's about 4,000 different ways to get a role. You could be recommended for it. You could be seeked out. If you're like Johnny Young Bosch, he gets seeked out all the time, I've heard. Mainly because he's huge. He used to be a Power Ranger. I mean, come on. You could have an agency. You could have an agent. I've heard some talk that those are different. They are agents, and agencies are different. Agencies help you get like demo reels and stuff like that. Agents are more focalized on to like specific things, video games, animes, all that. Getting a role is kind of complicated. Rarely do I find stuff on my own. I shouldn't say we. Speaking for everyone is not exactly the best idea there, because I know there are some voice actors that pretty much do it independently. As far as I'm aware, Sean Shiplock, he's the voice actor for D-Luke in Genshin, for the English VA. As far as I know, for a long time, he didn't have a actual agency. I might be incorrect on that, but I know decently recently he got his like a professional demo reel made. So there's a ton of ways to get roles. You can either seek them out yourself, you do what I do and just kind of have your agent do it for you, because I'm lazy and I'd rather play Genshin Impact. So yeah, there's a million ways to get roles, and a lot of them are just as complicated as the last one.
Some voice actors use the guttural growl. GameSkinny.com explains that this technique is used to reach a deep voice, and it is often used in villains. It is produced through a loose glottal closure, which will permit air to bubble through slowly with a popping or rattling sound of a very low frequency.
What's a good line? What's a good child quote that I'm not going to do in child's voice? Okay, I'll do his first line. I'll do the scariest voice I can muster. This will be great.
I'm number 11 of the Fatui Harbingers, codename Child, but I also go by Tartaglia, and you, you too like to cause quite a stir, don't you? Something tells me we're going to get along splendidly.
That hurts so much. I want to say is mostly throat. Yeah, you're really
speaking in the back of your throat.
They also explain a different technique, the falsetto. Production of the normal voice involves vibration of the entire vocal cord, with the glottis opening first at the bottom and then at the top. Production of a falsetto, on the other hand, vibrates only the edges of the vocal folds while leaving each fold's body relatively relaxed. The intention of the falsetto is to increase the pitch of the voice.
There are those tons of other voices. You could speak really high up in your head. That's like talking from the top of your throat and in your eye sockets. It's crazy. Yeah, I'm a firm believer that Han shot first and just missed, so.
Voice acting is an amazing talent that allows storytelling to be on the next level and create that personal connection that many fans, including me, have to their shows and their favorite fictional characters. Even though they are not real, they feel real to us due to their dialogue and how it's expressed through the power of voice acting. The next time you watch or play something that has voice acting in it, take some time to not only search up the voice actor and discover their history, but please support them as well, as they may continue working their dream careers and create that personal connection they made with you through their voices with others. Show everyone the magic of voice acting.